This is DOE SBIR Talk.
In this tutorial, I'm going to introduce an important step in your grant application journey, registering with grants.gov. Let's start by explaining what grants.gov is. This is the site where you will search, complete, and submit your grant application package. While a relatively straightforward process, there are some common stumbling blocks that we have seen applicants face. In this podcast, I'm going to address those challenges so that you and your team can focus on completing the content for your DOE Phase 1 SBIR-STTR application. The first step is to complete the grants.gov account registration. To do this, once you arrive on the grants.gov homepage, navigate to the registration page via the register link in the upper right-hand corner of the landing page. The word register is in very small print above the search bar. Once selected, click on the red Get Registered Now button. On this page, there's also a video, a Learn More link, and a Help link. Note that the word Help is also in very small print above the search bar in the upper right-hand corner of this page. Once you have set up a grants.gov account, you'll need to add an applicant profile in order to complete and submit a DOE SBIR-STTR grant application. This profile corresponds to the single applicant organization you represent, that is, your company. Under the How Would You Like to Proceed heading, select either Add Organization Applicant Profile or Add Individual Applicant Profile option. An organization applicant profile affiliates you with an organization, such as your company. An individual applicant profile is for those who plan to apply for a grant themselves and not on behalf of an organization. Remember, with both SBIR and STTR proposals, the applicant is always the small business. Complete the requested information. Because grants.gov provides a workspace where you can collaborate with others in the creation of your application package, the next step is to assign roles. Once you have registered and created an organization applicant profile, the system will send a request to the eBusiness Point of Contact, eBiz POC, to clarify roles. To minimize confusion, ensure that you have entered your eBiz POC name and email in the System for Award Management, or SAM.gov, before registering with grants.gov. Your organization's eBiz POC works primarily at the administrative level and must assign roles to organization users once they register with grants.gov. If you are not the eBiz POC, then you don't need to take any further actions. If you are the eBiz POC and want to submit grant applications, you will need to complete the grants.gov registration process using a different password than the one used previously for the eBiz POC and assign the Authorized Organization Representative, or AOR, role to that account. Understanding and assigning roles is another area where there's often confusion, as within a small business, a given individual may play multiple roles in the grants.gov workspace. However, as roles are important in grants.gov and define what a participant can and can't do in the workspace, let's take a moment to define the different roles. We will focus on three roles: Workspace Manager, Standard AOR, and Expanded AOR. Again, AOR stands for Authorized Organization Representative. The Workspace Manager can create a workspace and be a workspace owner. The Standard AOR can also create a workspace and be a workspace owner. However, in addition, the Standard AOR can view organization information, assign the Workspace Manager role, add or remove participants from their workspace, and submit applications. The expanded AOR has the same capabilities as the standard AOR, but can also edit organization settings, assign all roles, manage all participants and workspaces, and submit applications. Once roles are defined, the next step is to identify the federal funding opportunity you wish to apply for and create a workspace. Although you can download the application package for any opportunity in grants.gov without logging into the system, you must log in if you wish to create a workspace where you and your team can work collaboratively. Also, you must log in to submit your application package. The details on how that is done is discussed in the PDF version of this tutorial. If you have additional members of your team or outside advisors or coaches working with you on the application, you will want to make them a workspace participant. To do that, you must have either the standard or expanded AOR role. The person or persons you want to add to the workspace must also be registered on grants.gov. They will receive an email notifying them of their access to your workspace once the standard or expanded AOR has granted them permission. Usually, companies put these permissions in place a few weeks before the application packages are due. Much of the preliminary work that an applicant does in preparing the project narrative is iterative in nature and doesn't lend itself to the added complexity of using grants.gov. However, as the various components of the application package reach completion, it is time to start putting them in grants.gov and completing the grants.gov forms that are part of the application package. Applicants have the choice of filling out and completing the grant application forms in a web browser or by downloading individual PDF forms to complete and upload. The web forms and PDF forms are connected, so you may interchangeably complete the forms in the web browser or PDF format, and the data is shared. Which method you choose is purely up to you and your team's personal preference. When you start to use grants.gov with live content and invite others into the workspace, you will need to take precautions regarding permissions to edit. Sometimes you may want contributors to edit the forms, and other times you may not. There is a process that the standard or expanded AOR needs to take control of this. Participants need to know when you want them to edit the content in grants.gov and when it should not be edited. As with some of the other more complex topics, a detailed treatment of this same content is available in the PDF version of this tutorial. In conclusion, you should anticipate that it will take some time to learn how to use grants.gov. Get the registration process out of the way early, as you'll need to be registered in order to submit your application package. However, focus initially on developing good content, as discussed in previous tutorials. Once the project narrative is in good form and you have developed the preliminary budget, download the forms from grants.gov so you're aware of everything you need to complete. If you have any problems once you start using grants.gov, don't hesitate to contact the help desk.
This is DOE SBIR Talk.